Hello, and good evening, afternoon, morning, good day to you all. Welcome to episode 17, I believe. Let's double check. Yes, episode 17. I can't believe they've done this 17 times. Anyway, turn this music down a little bit more. Anyway, glad I could be here. Sorry, this episode's about a day late. Not quite a day late. Wait, no, today's Thursday. So, yeah, over a day late. Anyway, yeah, let's get this started. Today's episode is dedicated to one of my friends, Sam the Lorax. Beck, that's what I'll say. That's not his name, but anyway, he is a botanist. Or is all about that botany. He brags about it. But he never tells me anything. But hopefully he'll answer questions. Because I have questions about plants. But yeah. So this weekend or Monday here in the United States. It was Memorial Day. Where we remember the people who have served in the military, who have died in battle, and I mean not just died in battle but died in service and whatnot, and people who served and are no longer with us. Anyway, I didn't explain that well, but yeah, this Memorial Day, except it was actually Tuesday. Memorial Day, hung out with friends with a fire and talked about nonsensical things. And then Tuesday, my cousin and I sprayed thistles and other weeds. And I didn't really think about it much while we were doing it, because we do it every year, at least twice every year. But afterwards, I kind of had some thoughts, and yeah, just kind of wanted to go over that. But it was interesting while spraying. Turn this down a little bit more. Sorry if that's too quiet, but anyway. It was interesting as we were spraying these thistles, how resilient they can be. There's this one little field which we sprayed, and I remember the first time that was actually a different area, but this was also happened here, but it was full of sagebrush as well as thistles. And we just sprayed everything, and it killed almost all of the sagebrush except for like two little plants that have kind of started to come back, and killed almost none of the thistles, even though it was like this is weed killer that we were spraying on this stuff, and I won't say almost none. It did wipe out quite a bit of the thistles, but every year in this one spot, not just this one spot, but in one of many spots, these thistles just keep coming back. And we spray him, and then he cuts them and cuts the field, and then we spray him again the next year. And then it's just a repeating cycle. And we've killed off sagebrush and other plants. Grass is fine. But these thistles just keep coming back with a vengeance. And it's really interesting. We have started this war with thistles on his farm, and it's ridiculous. No matter how hard we try, they just keep coming back. I remember It was actually quite a while ago, quite a few years ago. There was one area that we sprayed, and like you couldn't walk through it because there was just so much sagebrush and so many thistles. It's like a big old briar patch, but not briar patch because we don't have that here, but it was that thick. You just couldn't walk through it. So we sprayed it all down, and next year we came back and it was clean. And I don't think any other than grass, nothing has grown there ever since. But it's something we realize is there are spots where we have always sprayed, and they just like the thistles die and they wilt and everything, but then they just new ones come back the next year, and it just doesn't make sense to us. So maybe, Mr. Lorax, although you speak for the trees, we need a Lorax for weeds to figure out why these thistles keep coming back. Another thing I noticed while spraying them was, I can't think of what I was going to say. Sorry. I know what I want to say. I just can't think of how to say it. But I guess, I don't know if it was in school, like in elementary school or high school, grade school, if there was something that we were taught about, just plants or whatnot. But it always seemed to me growing up that plants, like trees, and other ones are always striving for sunlight, and they're always competing against each other. And yeah, you'll get a big forest of pine trees or whatnot, and they all grow, but they're all kind of competing against each other. And the thing I noticed is with thistles is, although there's different kinds or multiple kinds of thistles, different species of thistles, they all just grew together and they didn't compete with each other. But they competed with everything and everything else, because there'd be grass and they'd be growing up through the grass, and there'd be some that would just kind of blend in. Then there are others that had like grown big enough and they just pushed the grass out of the way and were like, nope, this is my spot now. But yeah, it was really interesting to notice that. And maybe thistles are like the quakey aspens, or just aspens. Because they're like, the aspens are these huge, I gotta look, make sure they're actually called aspens. Excuse me. Okay, yeah, they are aspens. White, but they have the white bark, and then like a couple dark, with dark spots over them, all over them. Anyway. Like those, you walk in and there's a bunch all around each other, and apparently that's like one giant organism where just all the roots are shared and water shared and everything. Maybe that's how thistles are. It's just one giant organism. And so even though we kill, or we think we've sprayed every single thistle, only most of them got sprayed, and so most of them die, but then there's like one spot that thrives, and so it just sends roots out and makes the other ones grow back. I don't know, because like I saw this like one big old big thistle that we had sprayed before that, and it was just, you could see it was dead. It was brown and gray and dried out, not gray, but just brown and dried out. But right in the middle of it was a new green thistle just growing up. So maybe that's what they're like. Maybe thistles are like aspen orchards or aspen forests, where they just grow out as one giant organism. That is some food for thought right there. But yeah, thought about that. The interesting thing about this weed killer is called, we call it a weed killer, but It actually will kill broadleaf plants, apparently, and it doesn't discriminate. So whether it's a thistle or something that's supposed to be good, it will destroy it. Except for grass. I don't know why it doesn't kill the grass. I haven't figured that one out. Because grasses are kind of broadleafs. Anyway. Because, yeah, like I said, sagebrush get killed. I've sprayed it on some smaller cedar trees and they dry up, get killed. I don't understand it. But anyway, it does not discriminate. That's for sure. It goes about everything. This weed killer. Anyway, that's a lot about weeds, and not the good kind of weeds that other people think are good, which, that's your own thing. Do whatever you want. Although I disagree with you. Anyway, it got me thinking a little bit more about people in our lives, and how I like, we're each trying to be our own individual organism, and we're trying to thrive. And then I feel like, for the most part, we do try, and as human beings and our friends, we do try and help each other grow and help each other succeed. And so like this aspen grove or whatever, we share nutrients, mental nutrients and mental water and things like that, and we help each other to grow and reach toward the light. And then sometimes I feel like we get those friends who are more like weeds or like thistles, where, you know, when thistles bloom, they kind of, like, the flower's kind of pretty, you know, whatnot. And if you really want to get into it, like, artichokes, a lot of people like artichokes. I won't say everybody. A lot of people like artichoke dip. And artichokes are part of the thistle family. Yeah, we strive on it. And so I think there are people in our lives who are like, yeah, I'm an artichoke, but really they're that weed, that thistle weed, and they don't necessarily try to do it or try to hold you back, but just they end up holding you back with things they do. And maybe I'm that sometimes, I don't know. I feel like we as human beings never communicate. I heard this quote, and it may not be 100% correct the way I quote it, but it was, the biggest mistake of communication is the illusion that it has taken place. And so even though we think communication has taken place, it has not. And so I think that sometimes we may not be necessarily a thistle or a thorn in somebody's side, but we maybe don't say what needs to be said and whatnot. And I'm not good at that, because it's like I have that I don't want to hurt people's feelings, and so I don't always tell people what I think. And maybe my opinion is not right anyway, but yeah, anyway, that kind of went on a weird hyperbole or arc or whatever you want to call it. Speaking of things and saying, I also remembered this thing I heard from Ricky Gervais, the comedian from the United Kingdom, from across the pond. And I remember he was talking about his comedy shows, and he says, you know, people will come up to him, they'll be like, your show's offensive, or what you said was offensive. And he's like, no, that's not correct. He's like, you know, you can have your own opinions, and you can say it was offensive to me, or I found it offensive, but just to say it's offensive is wrong. And I think that's kind of what we do sometimes as well with each other in our lives, is we don't necessarily say things correctly. And so, like I may tell my cousin that he's dumb because he plays with a Steam Deck. Well, no, he's not dumb because he plays with a Steam Deck. It's I think he might be dumb because he plays with a Steam Deck, even though I don't actually think that, but that was just an example. If he wants to play with his Steam Deck, that's all up to him. I don't get it. Anyway, but yeah, that's kind of something else I thought of. But yeah, so definitely try to keep the weeds back in your life, or the thistles in your life. But if you're going to spray weed killer, don't just spray it everywhere, because you may end up doing more damage than you were hoping for. But yeah, anyway. Wow, that was 17 minutes. What else have I thought of? Or have I was thinking about? Yeah, I'm not sure. Every time before I start recording an episode, I like to just sit and listen to music, and sometimes it's just the same songs over and over, and sometimes it's still songs that I've listened to before that I just really enjoyed listening to. And so I was listening to the Trolls soundtrack, and I don't know if I just messed the music up or not, but anyway, it's the True Colors, the film version, with Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake. It's when they're in this big pot and they're gonna be cooked or whatever, but really, the one troll, or no, the one, whatever they're called, the big bad guys, was like pushing them to be cooked, and then she changed her mind. Bridget, that's her name. And she decided to free them, but as she was doing it, or pushing, everybody had like lost their color or whatever, and so Branch, Justin Timberlake's character, sings that song, this True Colors. And I can't play it, and I want to look at, I have to Google the lyrics, hold on. Excuse me. It's only 9:11 in the morning. Except that's like 2 hours past my bedtime. Anyway, so yeah, like the original lyrics was by Cyndi Lauper, I guess the original song, but this is the lyrics, or kind of the lyrics. Anyway, so it's like any time, and Justin Timberlake sings to Anna Kendrick's character, Poppy, who's always like that, cheerful, trying to spread cheer and love and all that stuff, and then she realizes the world isn't all that great necessarily all the time. And it's like, oh, and so here's Branch, who, if you haven't seen the show, he's like, so he had this bad experience as a child, and his grandma was eaten, and so he like lost all his colors, and he was just black and white. But he had gone on this adventure with Poppy, and of course she, you know, he saw the joy and everything, and so it helped him to get out of his dark bubble. But and it's like, and so yeah, this is the lyrics if you haven't listened to it. And it's like, you with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged. Oh, I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all. The darkness inside you can make you feel so small. And I have felt that way before, and anyway, I don't know what I was going to say. I just know I have felt that way before, and this song is always a good one for me, just because it's like, oh, it just sounds good, and the lyrics are good. Because, yeah, there is, sometimes it is just hard to be courageous in a world, and hard to stand up for what you believe and whatnot. And I'm not saying, like, go out and protest or whatnot, but just with the people in your lives. Sometimes it's just hard to hold your opinions, and even though everybody thinks you're dumb, or your opinions are dumb, and you know they're right, it's just hard sometimes. But then it goes on, and he keeps singing, and it's like, show me a smile then, don't be unhappy. I can't remember when I last saw you laughing. This world makes you crazy, and you've taken all you can bear. Just call me up, because I will always be there. And it's like, oh, anyway, I need a branch, except the other way around. And then, yeah, anyway, good song. It's fun to listen to. I enjoy singing along. And, yeah, that was something else I thought of before doing this. Man. Sorry, I'm yawning, everybody. I'm going to take a drink of water here, too, because my mouth is drying out. Sorry about that. Some awkward quietness, awkward silence. Kind of. Let's see. What else have we got? I know I dedicated this to Sam. To my friend Sam. And he's going to get mad at me now. Because I'm going to bring up another song here. Let's see here. And I also love this song. Now I have to find... Excuse me. Other lyrics to it. And then I kind of want to, like... There we go. Oops. Two things. Okay. So, this is a Christmas song. And Sam's going to be so mad at me. And I don't care. Anyway, so it's one of my favorite songs. And it's called I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. And sorry, I like lost my train of thought there for a minute here. Just a moment while I find it. I didn't remember what I was going to say. Sorry, just a moment. Okay, yeah, I heard the bells on Christmas Day. I don't know if I said that. But the lyrics, at least these are the ones I know of, and it's, you know, I heard the bells on Christmas Day. I'm going to pause this music. Anyway, I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet, the word repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing, on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Anyway, that is my favorite Christmas song. And it was written, or at least the text was written, because I've noticed there's actually two different ways to sing it. Like, dude, and they're both great. But anyway, written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And I just wanted to, like, make sure I heard it. Or I gave it good, I can't think of the word. Good credit. And see, I should have gone off of Wikipedia, because now here it says, like I did the wrong things, or wrong verses. So there, let's see here. So, words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men, and then the belfries of a Christendom, till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. Okay, and then here's this next verse. Then from each black accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound, the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent, and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And then it's the I, and in despair, about my head, and goes on from there. Well, and yeah, so it was written by, I said Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, but then this is saying, nope, yep, okay, we're good. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow in 1863. So this was during the American Civil War. And my understanding was it was because of his sons had died in the war. But now I'm going to have to read this. Because, let's see, origin, this is on Wikipedia, so it could or could not be right, but it just says, in 1861, 2 years before writing this poem, Longfellow's personal peace was shaken when his second wife of 18 years, to whom he was very devoted, was fatally burned in an accidental fire. Then, in 1863, during the American Civil War, Longfellow's oldest son, Charles Appleton Longfellow, joined the Union Army without his father's blessing. Longfellow was informed by a letter dated March 14th, 1863, after Charles had left, I've tried hard to resist the temptation of going without your leave, but I cannot any longer. He wrote, I feel it to be my first sturdy duty to do what I can for my country, and I would willingly lay down my life for it, if it would be of any good. And then it says, Charles was soon appointed as a lieutenant, but in November he was severely wounded in the Battle of Mine Run. Charles eventually recovered, but his time as a soldier was finished. Oh, see, I thought he had perished, but let's see. Longfellow wrote the poem on Christmas Day, 1863. Interesting. Apparently I was mistaken, but it says Longfellow opens the 7-quatrain poem with a stanza expressing optimism before quickly falling into pessimistic mood reflecting the nation during the Civil War. Nevertheless, the poem concludes with a call for faith to overcome doubt and despair. And I think that's kind of what I've always felt like I've tried to do on this podcast, even though I want it to be something where you don't really have to listen to, but where even though in our lives we may pretty much go like this song where it starts with optimism, but then all of a sudden we fall into this pessimistic mood. And then we can overcome doubt and despair with a call for faith. Anyway, yeah, that was 31 minutes, almost 5 seconds away. Anyway, can't believe I got through that. Now Sam gets mad at me because, although he kind of trolls me, I kind of troll him back by calling him out. He does it privately. I do it publicly, which I find funny. He might not, but that's okay. Anyway, again, with the anyway, I think that's all I have for this week. Sorry, it's like a day late. As always, I love and appreciate you all. Please keep listening. I think there's a new question I put on Spotify. Now I have to look it up. Hold on. Hold up. Wait for it. Sorry. Oh yeah, new question. What keeps you listening to my podcast? So, you know, anything. All I have to do is like put I like it, or it's relaxing, or I really hate your podcast, and I'm trying to pull up everything to do a cancel culture now for you. Anything like that. I don't think anybody's actually doing that. I hope not. But yeah. This is on Spotify, on the app only, which is dumb. I don't know why the website or the computer app doesn't allow you to do it. But, yeah, please enter something there. If I could do it on Apple Podcasts and other stuff, I would totally be all for that, but I don't know how. So, please feel free to answer that. Please keep listening. And I, yeah, love and appreciate you all. Although we've never met. Most of us have never met. Because my friends listen to this. And a couple coworkers. So I can say I've met them. But everybody else, I'm going to say it again. Love and appreciate you. And I will make sure I do next week's on time. And yeah. Almost to the 20th episode. I can't believe it. Anyway, that was, yeah, episode 17. For this one. Just like 3 more. It'll be on 20. Crazy. I'll stop battling. I'll stop saying silly things to keep this going. Because we're way past 30 minutes. But love and appreciate you all. If you haven't ended by now. Good for you. And I will talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.